In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, the grace and the peace of God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Jesus tells us in the Gospel reading today, healthy people do not need a doctor. Sick people do. Go and learn the meaning of this saying, I desire mercy and not sacrifice. I have come not to call the righteous, but to call sinners. As a sinful people redeemed by the blood of Jesus Christ, we come to celebrate the mystery of Christ, and we proclaim our dependence upon His gracious mercy. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting. Let us pray. O God of mercy, you choose a tax collector, St. Matthew, to share the dignity of the apostles. By his example and prayers, help us to follow Christ and to remain faithful in your service. We ask this through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. The servant of the Lord said, the Lord God has opened my ear, and I was not rebellious. I did not turn my back. I gave my back to those who struck me, and my cheeks to those who pulled out the beard. I did not hide my face from insult and spitting. The Lord God helps me. Therefore, I have not been disgraced. I have set my face like flint, and I know that I shall not be put to shame. He who vindicates me is near. Who will contend with me? Let us stand up together. Who are my adversaries? Let them confront me. It is the Lord God who helps me. Who will declare me guilty? The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Hallelujah. A reading from the letter of Paul to the Ephesians. I, the prisoner in the Lord, beg you to lead a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, making every effort to maintain the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to be the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. Each of us was given grace according to the measure of Christ's gift. The gifts he gave were that some would be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, until all of us come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to maturity, to the measure of the full stature of Christ. The word of the Lord.
Lord be with you. The Gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. One day as Jesus was walking, he saw a certain man named Matthew. He was in the tax collector's booth. Jesus approached him and said, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed him. Now later that day, when Jesus was at dinner in the house, there were tax collectors and sinners who sat at table with him and his disciples. When the Pharisees saw this, they asked the disciples, "Why does your teacher eat with tax collectors and sinners?" Jesus overheard this, and he said to them, "Healthy people do not need a doctor. Sick people do. Go and learn the meaning of this. I desire mercy and not sacrifice. I have come not to call the righteous, but to call sinners." The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the feast of our patron, St. Matthew the Apostle and the Evangelist. We celebrate our life as a church community, as a community of faith. On March 9, 1886, 120 years ago, a group of German farmers met with the Archbishop, John Ireland. And on that day, they signed and they sealed a document, and they registered it with the state of Minnesota. And at that moment, the community of St. Matthew of St. Paul, Minnesota, came into existence. Now, I have no idea whether the name was chosen by John Ireland or was chosen by those farmers. But it's a wonderful name, and for 120 years has been a patron and an example to this community. What is a patron? Patron is a person who is held up as an example, is held up as a goal, is held up as something to be striven for, is seen as a protector, is seen as one to whom I can connect. It's wonderful to have Matthew as a patron. I've always thought that patrons needed to be a little bit above, but not so far above us that we can't reach them. I mean, if your patron was St. Michael the Archangel, I mean, we'd have a hell of a time, wouldn't we? Or St. Joseph, the foster father of Jesus and the husband of Mary. Or St. Louis, the king of France. You might think we all had to be regal in order to have that as a patron. But Matthew is an ordinary, everyday, garden variety person. He's not perfect. He's got skeletons in his closet. He isn't in the inner circle. He stands on the edge. You know why he stood on the edge? Well, he collected taxes. And he collected taxes for a foreign power, and so he was seen as an enemy. And he also skimmed. He took more than was supposed to be taken, and he pocketed that. So he was a thief. But that wasn't the principle. Those weren't the principal reasons he was on the outside. He was on the outside because he handled money that carried the image of idols. He handled money. He made his living handling money that bore the image of false gods. And that's what made him so repugnant to the people of Israel. In fact, it was totally forbidden to touch him. Certainly you couldn't shake hands with him, because he was contaminated. He was dirty. And some of that contamination, some of that dirt might come on you. So that's the man. That's Matthew. We have no idea where he came from. We have no idea what his family life was like. It's just those sketchy pieces that we're told. And yet there was something going on in Matthew's life. There was a searching and a hunger that was present inside of him. So that as Jesus walked by and said to him, "Get up and follow me," he immediately got up and he followed Jesus. It was just the right moment. Jesus didn't ask him to confess his sins. Jesus didn't ask him to repent of his past. Jesus didn't ask any of that. Jesus just said, "Follow me." And Matthew got up and followed him. And Matthew became an evangelist. He became an author of the gospel. He became a proclaimer of the good news. And Matthew became an apostle. He became a witness to the graciousness of God. That's our patron. A sinner, a person who wasn't perfect, a person who had skeletons in his closet, a person who was an outsider, who followed Jesus. It's a lovely patron to have. So I'd suggest that if you've got friends who haven't come to church for a long time, or you've got friends who don't think that they're worthy, or who don't think they're good enough, or who don't think church is a place for them, or who don't think that God is pleased with them, or are ashamed and don't believe that God could truly love them, if you've got friends like that, bring them here. Bring them to Matthew's place. Because Matthew is the patron of those who were on the outside, those who have skeletons in their closet, those who aren't perfect. And yet those who follow when Jesus calls. You see, the issue wasn't that Matthew had to do something to repair the past. The past was the past. All Matthew had to do is get up and follow. Now, he was expected to do something once he'd done that. He was expected to live as a person of faith and embrace the word of Jesus. He was expected to do that. But his past was never an obstacle. Yesterday never, ever contaminated today. Well, that's what we are called to witness to as a parish. That's what we're called to witness to. And for 120 years, men and women of this congregation have witnessed to that image of what it is to be church. Now, the greatest teacher about our faith is found in the liturgy, in what we're doing here, in the sacramental life of the church. And so the words that are spoken in the liturgy, powerful words, are words that instruct us about who we are and who God is. At the very beginning of the Eucharistic prayer this morning, the part that is called the preface, I will pray the prayer that is assigned for the Feast of Apostles. And that prayer says in part, Lord God, you founded your church on the apostles to stand firm forever and to do two things. To be a sign on earth of your infinite holiness, and to be a living gospel for all to hear. What is the holiness of God? What is the perfection of God? Jesus tells us in both Matthew's gospel and in Luke's gospel, he says, be perfect as your Father is perfect, or in St. Luke, be compassionate or be merciful, as your heavenly Father is merciful. So the holiness of God is found in God's mercy. And the church is meant to be a sign of the mercy, the holiness of God. And that is also meant to be a living gospel, a gospel that is breathing and moving and shaking. A gospel that is visible. Gospel means good news. The church is meant to be a proclaimer, a liver of good news, so that everybody can hear it. That's the vocation of the church. To be a witness to the holiness of God, to the mercy of God. And to be a living gospel. Flesh and blood gospel, to do the works of the gospel, so that in the work of a community, people can see the good news of God's love. So that's what we celebrate today. We remember 120 years ago when those farmers got together and established a community called St. Matthew. We give thanks for 120 years of faithful life in this congregation, in this community. We remember that our patron, St. Matthew, is a sterling example of the mercy and the goodness and the graciousness of God. And we remember that we're called to be that too. The community of St. Matthew is called to be a visible, tangible announcement of the holiness of God, the mercy of God, and a living gospel for all to hear. Let us pray. Let us turn to the Lord God and make our prayer.
For the grace of fidelity, that even when we feel confused or inadequate in the face of a challenge, we may follow wherever Jesus leads us, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the poor in our midst, that we may neither ignore them nor rationalize away their suffering, but extend our hearts and hands to assist them, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all who carry the cross daily, for those with health problems and those who care for them, for the unemployed and the uneducated, for those who have made poor choices in life, that they may know God's presence with them and the Spirit's wisdom in their hearts, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for all those who spend their lives serving others, for emergency personnel, for aid workers, and for members of the military, that God will guide and protect them from harm, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For peace, that by the victory of the cross all may turn from violence and bloodshed and walk in new awareness that all people are children of God, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer.
And for the sick, especially Mary Long, Bonita Franco, and Joe Ernst, we pray.
Lord, hear our prayer. Hail Mary, full of grace,
the Lord is with thee.
Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, we pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.